The Alabama-born singer-songwriter Katie Crutchfield released her last record under the moniker Waxahachie in March of 2020, just days after the pandemic changed the world. For many listeners, that album, titled St. Cloud, captured perfectly the moment when everything suddenly stopped.
I sit at my piano, wonder the wild whip by, and the lilacs drink the water, and the lilacs die. Drank the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time.
4 years later, there's a new Waxahachie album. It's called Tiger's Blood. And for music critic Will Hermes, it seems like Crutchfield is again speaking to the moment.
Waxahachie songs can suggest a lot of things, but they often remind me to calm down and take a breath. A useful reminder in these stressful hair-trigger times. Sometimes that message is in the tempo or in Katie Crutchfield's laid-back Alabama phrasing. But on the first single from Tiger's Blood, titled Right Back to It, she gets more specific.
I've been yours for so long.
Judge from my social media feeds, Right Back to It has hit a lot of people close to home. Crutchfield considers it her first real love song, and it's about not freaking out when things get scary, about sticking together and staying the course. The harmonies are by another Southern songwriter, M.J. Lenderman, who makes great records on his own and with a wonderful band called Wednesday. His guitar work is all over the Waxahachie album. And on the song Burns Out at Midnight, his voice again fits Crutchfield's like a well-worn glove.
I got reason to believe this old house gave me a revelation I wasn't prepared to receive. Yeah, you've been called upon the duration. We're keeping the pace, hunting for open space.
Katie Crutchfield has been posting backstory to some of these new songs on her Substack. There's struggle woven into many of them, but it makes the music's lightness feel honest and well-earned. And Crutchfield knows when to take comfort in her collaborators, something I've always admired in her work. You can hear that on the title track of Tiger's Blood when the whole band joins in on the final chorus. They're singing about uncertainty, but holding one another and staring it down together. That spirit informs the whole album, and I expect I'll be listening to it a lot this year.
Tiger's Blood is the new album by Waxahachie. Our critic, Will Hermes, is the author of the recent biography, Lou Reed, The King of New York.